From the Bureau of Economic Geology, this is Earth Day. For billions of years, there was no fire on Earth. There was heat to ignite it, like volcanic eruptions and lightning strikes. But fire lacked two very crucial ingredients: fuel to burn and oxygen to feed the flames. Ironically, plants would provide both. Fire is a chemical reaction where fuel oxidizes to produce heat and light energy, carbon dioxide, water vapor, and other gases. Fire can start when there's about 13% oxygen in the air, but it won't stay lit. It will burn steadily at 16% oxygen, improving to about 23% and plateauing at 30%. Land plants evolved 470 million years ago, consuming carbon dioxide to perform photosynthesis and producing oxygen as a byproduct. As they grew, evolved, and covered more of the Earth, plants finally drove Earth's atmosphere to above 13% oxygen. And 420 million years ago, the first fire started. Plants continued to thrive, and swampy forests eventually covered the globe during the time of dinosaurs. Oxygen levels hit 29%, and wildfires became very common. Around 50 million years ago, oxygen levels stabilized at 21% as fire and photosynthesis struck a balance. Fire consumes plants and oxygen and makes carbon dioxide. Plants consume carbon dioxide and make oxygen. A perfect cycle. I'm Scott Tinker.
Earth Date is produced by the Bureau of Economic Geology at the University of Texas at Austin, with support from EarthX, bringing people together to build a sustainable future at earthx.org. And you can hear more Earth Date stories at earthdate.org.